Well, I imagine you've run into some of the young women outside the supermarkets selling those Girl Scout cookies, and I am joined right now by a woman who helps make that happen. She is the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Central and Western Massachusetts, Teresa Lynn. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you were able to join me today. Tell me about your Girl Scout career. Were you a Girl Scout?
I was a Brownie. I don't remember selling cookies, though. I do remember doing some hiking and creating what was called a sit-upon, which you kind of made and you put it around you like a belt, and then you had something to sit on the when you were hiking or camping.
I see. Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So now I don't know if you've ever heard Nick O'Malley on my show. He's on every Friday. He's my favorite foodie. He does a column on masslive.com, and we've talked a lot about Girl Scout cookies, the comings and goings. I wanted to get your official stance on Thin Mints. Do they belong in the freezer?
They do.
Okay.
They freeze very well. That even underscores the point that a lot of people eat them frozen. So not only do they freeze well and you can haul them out year-round, but many people like them frozen.
All right. Well, see, that's official then. As far as I'm concerned, now that we've had that pronouncement from you, Teresa, anybody who doesn't put their Thin Mints in the freezer, we can't be friends. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about why the cookie sales are so important to the Girl Scouts of America.
The cookie sale is the largest girl-led entrepreneurial program in the world. As you kind of run to your car, buy the cookie booth, if you peek behind it, there's so much that goes into it. They're running their own small business.
Yeah.
They're creating a business plan. They're doing budgeting. They're doing forecasting. They're creating marketing materials. They're learning sales skills. They come up with answers to questions, such as, oh, I don't have any cash. They'll have an answer for you. If you say, I don't like sweets, I don't like cookies, they talk about donating them. I mean, it really is a small business they're running. And I run into women all the time who tell me that the cookie program was formative for their success in life and the skills that it taught them.
It's amazing the way you frame that. It is like sales training. You've got to have an answer to every objection if you're going to close. Right?
That's right.
I did notice I was walking out of the supermarket and I saw the sign, you know, debit cards, credit cards, Venmo. Venmo's like my favorite. So I walked away with three boxes of cookies that 20 years ago, I could have just given them the brush and said, sorry, kids, I don't have any cash.
That's right.
Yeah. But when it came to Girl Scout cookies, I'd always hit the ATM anyway. Let's be honest. I wasn't going to skip them. But that's amazing. And the cookie sale raises a tremendous amount of money, and that's so important for the Girl Scouts.
So, yes, it raises money for girls, and it all stays local. So I want to make that point because I think there's some misinformation out there. So what the girls raise, they use locally with their troop. Troop activities, it could be international trips, it could be community service projects, whatever materials and fees they need to do the activities they choose, could be robotics. They use the cookie program money to support that.
And this is the other thing that I think maybe people don't know about the Girl Scouts. Is that the brownies, don't they have daisies before brownies?
Yeah,
okay,
daisies.
So,
yep.
Right, because I remember my oldest daughter was a daisy. And so how old are they when they become daisies?
They're in kindergarten.
Kindergarten, and you can stay a Girl Scout all through high school, right?
Correct. And actually, you can be a lifetime member. We have almost 1,000 lifetime members in our region.
Wow.
So that is something that can extend it. We actually also, you can be in a college troop. Worcester Polytech just established a college troop this year. So there are many, many ways to stay engaged with the Girl Scout program.
So that means there's also a Girl Scout troop out there at WPI. Let the women from WPI put together the whole plan for the Girl Scout cookies. I mean, you know, I mean, those people are going to graduate and change the world someday.
That's true.
Yep. Wow. Teresa, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I appreciate the work that you do. I've always been a big fan of the GSA, and it's so important for girls and young women. And thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.